Hey, Coach Tim Corbin, Steve Liddell, Sonny Gray. Coach, can you just open up a couple comments?
I was just saying it was a big game because it's do or die for both teams, and we just got a very well-pitched game by a kid who's a freshman, but not a freshman, really, in a lot of different ways. And a lot of leadership at the top of the lineup. And the guy sitting on my right had a big day and knew he would. He bounced back after yesterday and played good defense. So from a holistic standpoint, it's a good baseball game for us, beating a good team that was very hot and won the Big Ten tournament.
Coach, can you just talk to holding IU the 0 runs when they scored through the Big Ten tournament, scored 47 runs in that tournament? And,
Well, I was concerned about that. We have pretty good recollection of what good Big Ten teams are, but that's just credit to how well Sonny pitched, I thought. You know, not only that had they been scoring, but the wind was blowing straight out to center field, so if you got the ball up to a guy like Fagley or any of their big hitters, there was a chance to hit home runs. So I just saw he did a great job. I mean, not many kids can pitch out of a bases-loaded, no-out jam, which he did. I thought that was very, very impressive. So credit to the pitcher.
Tim, that fifth inning really seemed to be ballpark. Did you kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, because when you're in that situation and you're trailing from behind, it's deflating if you don't have anything to come out of it, even one run, you know, 2 runs. And when he got the kid to ground out, that was huge right there. So that was a big inning for us. And then we basically put the nail in the coffin. Oh, you're talking about the run? Yeah, the R-runs. Yeah, from the 5-run standpoint, that was really big. We made some things happen. Hit and ran, slashed a few times, and then Johnny White got a big hit, and Steve got a big hit, so that was big.
Coach, decision to bring Taylor in the right?
It was more along the lines to give Taylor some work because he hadn't pitched in 4 weeks, and they really wanted to get him out there on the bump, and Sonny had gone 100 pitches, and he could have finished it off. I know, and probably wanted to finish it off. And in order for us to win this tournament, we've got to play 5 games. And using Taylor for one inning would not hurt us. He really needed the work if he's going to help us down the road.
We talked to you on Wednesday, and you said you were going to pitch Sonny on Saturday. You had no qualms about putting a true freshman out there. Talk about his performance today.
Well, like I said, Joe, he's not a freshman. I mean, he's running around before the game with a bat in his hand, screwing around. I had to get him out of the sun, and he's got some nervous energy working. So he doesn't think that way. He's just a competitive kid. I mean, anyone in the state of Tennessee knows that. They've seen him. So you've seen him forever. But he just brought that intensity level and competitiveness to the field today when he pitched. But there's no freshman in him.
Tim, with the situation you guys are in pitching-wise now, you get the bats going today a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about the way things may kind of work themselves out for the rest of the weekend?
Well, obviously better today. I mean, We talked about getting momentum today, leaking into the rest of the tournament. And even though it is there's three more games for us, if we continue, it definitely is a one-game tournament. But we needed to get some things flowing offensively for our psyche more than anything else, because we had some good hitters that just had tougher days yesterday. But for the complete game, the way it was, from a defensive, offensive, and pitching standpoint, that was a confidence builder.
I thought it's a big progress from high school to college, and you know, we've been a lot of work with Wolf and with DJ, and you know, today I was just able to execute the pitches, and just like that Overton game, I can remember it perfectly. The defense, you know, made a lot of great plays, and that's the same thing that happened tonight. Two huge double plays, and then, you know, Johnny running into the wall, catching that one ball, and it's just a day. Just try to let your defense work, and you know, that was able to happen tonight, today.
When you got the bases loaded or no outs, everything, just
get
it one at a time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got out of situations like that before, and, you know, told myself, hey, I was going to cut loose and see what happens, and me and Gio finally, we linked up right then and for the rest of the game, and, you know, we were on top, we were on each other's page, you know, pitch calling and everything, and, you know, we were able to get some, make some big pitches, and then Harry, you know, that slow ground ball can go either way, you know, flips the ride for the ending double play, or now.
Somebody who pitched this well, and what's the biggest game of your career up to this point, how does that feel?
It feels great. But the best thing about it is, you know, we're living one more day, you know, we're playing tomorrow. We're still fighting through this thing. Like Coach said, we've got a big game to go. And, you know, we can't look at this game and be like, oh, we figured everything out. You know, we've got to go on tomorrow with the same intensity we did today. You know, hopefully jump on like we did today and, you know, just bring our energy throughout the whole game, just carry the momentum.
Sonny, Coach kind of mentioned it. Were you anxious after yesterday's loss to Gather on Mount today?
Yeah, I was. Like he had, you know, calmed me down a little. And I was out there, you know, just trying to swing the bat. Just, you know, I was nervous. But you know, it was just a, like I said, it was just a big game. And you know, Mike threw well yesterday. We were just, you know, just a little unlucky on our side, or you can say unlucky. But it was just a big day for us, and you know, we came through, you know, when it matters.
So, at what point did the curveball start become go-to pitch?
Today early in the game, that fastball was working the first inning fine. You know, I started throwing some curveballs, and you know, it wasn't there early, and then my fastball wasn't there late, and the curveball was. So it was just, you know, I threw some changes today too that you know, were able to get some of the lefty out in front. But down the stretch, really, I had a better feel for my curveball today, and Gio saw that, he knew that, and we threw some big time on 3-2, and that's a big strikeout. And that was, I think it was my go-to pitch today, late in the game.
Steven, you're out right for those. You see something in a group like that. What does it do for the team?
It's definitely a confidence booster because, I mean, the game is focused around the pitching and the energy that he gives us. And it's kind of easy when the pitcher and the catcher are just in a groove like that because you can kind of, you know, let them do all the work, honestly. But it's nice because, I mean, you got a lot of confidence, and it puts a lot less pressure on the offense. So, I mean, guys are able to have more confidence swinging the bats and get more runs and hits and stuff for the team.
So, confidence-wise, where are you guys at right now?
I think we're pretty high. I mean, yesterday was a turning point, we kind of got set back a little bit, but today definitely helped us out. Got some big hits early in the game to get us momentum and just build us confidence just right off the start. And that's what we need in games, is just momentum changes from the start, and we build off those, and you know, we like those a lot. So
this team's still better off with the original?
Oh yeah, we have the pitching depth to do that, definitely.
Coach, that first inning, how important, Steve kind of talked about it, how important was that after yesterday?
It was big. I thought that you mentioned that in the huddle at the end of the game, the leadership right off the bat. You know, Harris getting a home run, because I said something about the before the game in BP. I said, Harry, you got to get it going now. I said, we run on you, and you're due. And he hit that ball out hard. And then Johnny hitting that ball down the line. I mean, he's just playing very, very confident right now in all facets of the game. And then Steve doing what he did, getting up there and having a good swing right away. So everyone got in a flow immediately. And the thing is, today offensively, we really earned this thing because, you know, yesterday we walked 8 times, struck out once. Today we struck out 9 times, walked once. So all of our offense was generated from struck balls off of a kid who had won his last 5 starts. I mean, that kid was basically unhittable in the Big Ten. So, you know, you got to credit the kids. I thought they hit him very well. That kid's going to play professional baseball for quite some time. He's got a good breaking ball. He's got a good fastball. And we figured him out. And I was happy that the kids were able to do that.
Was it just being more aggressive? Is that the approach?
Well, you know, I guess so. You know, we talked about just trying to force it a little bit. But I just think the kids just reacted to, hey, listen, we're going to get it going today. I think they just, like Stevie said, you get knocked back on your heels a little bit and was disappointed, but you get back up and you start unloading and throwing punches, and I think that's what they did.
Tim Barringer, extended weather delay, as Minor and Sonny are done for the tournament. Where do you go now?
We'll turn to Cotham, but guaranteed you play into Sunday, Sonny and Minor are going to be asking for the ball again. And you know what? Common sense would tell you that that's not going to happen. But it happened in 2007 with Price, and if you're playing winner-take-all, you do whatever you can, and those guys are competitors, and we'll do what we have to do. I'm not going to run them out there for a long time, but we'll wait when we get there. But we've got 9 innings to take care of, and we take care of business there. We've got 9 more right after those 9, so we know what we've got ahead of us.
Coach,
Coach, looking at your team from yesterday to today, it's hard to tell if they won or lost. The emotions are pretty in check. You like that about this team?
Well, they're happy, but they just know that that's just one game, and you have to. It's not like Sonny said. Not we haven't done anything yet. We redeemed ourselves a little bit to stay in the tournament. Now we're going to play a team that has just lost tonight. So I told the kids we're going to be feeling better than the team we're going to be playing right out of the gates. So we come out the same way we did today. You know, we're going to play well.
Sonny, you bummed out that you weren't able to. Did you
want to
go the distance today? Did you
want to
complete game
set up? I want to keep pitching, you know, because, you know, that's just what you do if you're a pitcher. You just want to throw out there. But, you know, I was fine with it. You know, Taylor needed to get working, and that was fine, you know. He did a great job, you know, score this inning. You know, to get some ready for tomorrow or the next day, and that's fine. And I thought he did a great job, not throwing 4 weeks, and he needed the inning, and he did a great job of it.
Coach, the top four in the lineup today was pretty productive.
Mm-hmm. Very productive. I thought that's where the leadership came from. They got in there and swung the bat very well. Even, you know, Casale had one hit to show for it, but I thought he was very productive. He had a slash and run situation that he put in play, kind of sold out a little bit from a sign standpoint, but I thought he did a good job. And, you know, got some hitters at the bottom. I mean, Riley Reynolds, you know, getting three hits, two doubles. He wore out that left field line. That was good to see because, you know, Riley has been kept in check really the last 3 weeks, so it was good to get him going and Esposito getting a knock too. So team effort today, but it started at the top.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.